This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Hello, my lovelies. Thank you for joining me for, this is either episode 5 or 6. I can't even remember because I'm on a roll. And I have no idea if my mic is on. It is on. To try doing a podcast episode without the headphones to see how the sound would come out. And this is good time to talk about failing forward. I could record this whole 10-minute riff and it will all suck. but the only way for me to know is by trying and figuring it the fuck out. And that is the metaphor, man. Man or ma'am or woman. You got to fail forward. It sucks. It sucks. The jump, here's the secret. Doing that jump from where you are here to where you want to go to is terrifying. It is messy. It is pissing people off. It is making friends and making enemies. It is breaking a whole bunch of shit. I can't even tell you the amount of shit that I broke in February. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then I realized this is the only way. I was supposed to do this podcast 10 years ago. I am not here to faff about. I am launching a business. It's a big one. Not tiny little idea that I just had ruminating someplace. I am launching a platform in London, and then I'm going to launch it in New York, DC, and Boston. Yep, I said it. I went to Georgetown Law School, DC. Went to Boston College, gotcha. New York native, well, kind of native. I've lived in 8 places all over the world. But that platform is called Prime. It's for women who work in cutthroat industries who need a little bit of encouragement to do the hard thing, to do the bold thing, to stand up for themselves. Prime is my baby. I love it. I love one-to-one coaching as well. And I'm doing all of it kind of at the same time. And you know what? It's all kind of a mess, but it's all coming together. It's all working. And why? Because I am fucking failing forward. I fail every day. And some days I do really cry about it. What brought me to tears more than anything else was the tech last month. I don't know if the guy hanging around the studio out there is on drugs without his shirt off or if he's going to come in during this recording, but fucking I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing this without the headphones, even though all of the YouTube videos, I'm teaching myself how to do this via YouTube. All the YouTube videos said use the headphones, but I'm trying it without the headphones. If he walks by one more time, you might see me get into a physical fight. I'm not kidding. Central Florida. I'm in purgatory for all of the sins in my past life. I'll tell you that much. You got to fail forward. It is messy. It is the only way. The lessons I learned in February, it would have taken me another 10 months if I hadn't just broken a whole bunch of shit. There was someone that I looked up to tremendously. And I asked them, have I known them for a long time? No. But I really did. I really looked up to them. And I asked them for help with a particular thing that shouldn't be a big deal. And zero compassion. And then I realized that I was just a number to this person. I was just a number. It was a very, 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 very hard lesson to learn. But it woke me the fuck up. I'm awake now. And I'm running faster, and I'm running with the right people. And I am networking like I have never networked in my life. But I am only at the speed that I'm at now because I had to make a shit ton of mistakes in February. To be candid, I made a lot of mistakes in November. December was a good month. January was on the fence. February was medieval. The difference between where you are here and where you want to get to is an enormous amount of failures, and you need to embrace it and do it and get it out of the way so that you can become the person you're supposed to be, because you have it. You have it in you. More money? Easy. New job? Gotcha. Partner who is a lot better in bed than your current one? They're out there. But you have to do the hard thing. You have to be willing to fail. Now, when it comes to dating, I suck at dating. I'm celibate. I've never been happier in my life with a decision for myself more than my celibacy. Like, I can't even tell you. And whilst I'm not a Buddhist yet, and I'm never shaving my hair, I'm not. I love my hair. God gave me big ass, but he also gave me some damn good hair. I've devoted myself to, I call it the build, but I've devoted myself to my vision. I got no time to date right now. I'm building something that I believe in. I'm building a business that I believe in. I want to help people. That means that I'm going to have many episodes where I talk about a lot of uncomfortable shit, because the only way for me to connect with people on the soul level is to tell them my story. And then I'm going to combine it with all the science, 15 years of me studying every book under neuroscience, personal development, psychology, habits of friggin' NFA players, habits of Navy SEALs, every single book there is on friggin' resilience written by a military man. Grit, drive. Angela Duckworth wrote the seminal work called Grit, G-R-I-T. I highly recommend you get that book. You might understand me a little bit better. But I'm doing all of this now, and it's not perfect, and I'm failing, and I have no idea if the echo, or you're going to hear like the music from the studio behind me when I don't have the earphones on, but I'm doing it because I need to fail in order to learn how to do this fucking thing. And there is something that you want. Maybe it's not a podcast. Maybe it's something else, and you need to fail at it. And then you need to pick yourself up. And if you need to have a cry because it sucks and someone let you down, or you trusted the wrong person, or you bought the wrong piece of tech, maybe I'm might be projecting there. Whatever you got to do, you got to pick yourself up, let yourself have a cry, maybe eat a donut, and then go fucking fail again. That is how it works. There is no shortcut to the level up. It is school of Fort Knox. It is a fucking harrowing process. But the process works. The failure works. You have to fail forward. It will hurt. You will FDGB. You will fall down, go boom. It will hurt. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to hurt. But what is hurting you more? Staying in a job that you hate, staying with a partner you can't stand, living in a city that sucks? Whatever it is, pick your hurt and get the fuck over it and do the damn thing, because you are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth falling on your face. You are worth the failure, because on the other side of the failure is tremendous success. I was only able to have the conversations I was at the end of February with major, major players. when I talk about small businesses and entrepreneurship, major players, because I was wearing my heart on my sleeve and I was being honest and I was saying, I fucked up. I need help. Now, do I need help? Yes. But legit, this is how I started these conversations. Made a lot of errors. Didn't see shit. See it now. Got distracted by the flashing lights and the glitterazzi. And I don't know what other kind of bullshit is happening in personal development. I will not get into it in this episode, but I will deal with that. But because I fucked up so much and listened to the wrong advice, then I sought the right advice. I didn't know before. But then all of the mistakes, they led me to the right conversations. And I had people listening to me, reaching out to me on LinkedIn, contacting me and say, I don't know where you get your balls, but you are on it, girl. And these are the right people. The right people. I had to fail first. I see that now. For you, no matter what you're going through, fail at it. Get it the fuck out of the way. You want to listen to a really cool story about failure? Listen to about the story on how she was raised to embrace failure. The founder of Spanx, the company Spanx, S-P-A-N-X. Look at that founder story. Her father would, now she's a multi-billionaire. She is one of the first female billionaires in America. Started out her business or her entrepreneurial journey selling fax machines door to door in Florida. This woman, she's an idol. Oh, I love her. I love her so much. Sarah Blakely. You listen to her story about how her dad sat her down at the dinner table every day as a kid growing up, and he would say to her, what did you fail at today? And she would tell him, and then he would congratulate her. Look at who she grew up to be. If you understand this, no matter what your age, whether you're five or, well, I hope a five-year-old isn't listening to this because I curse like a sailor. Whether you're 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, I don't care. But you need to start failing at something and you need to start doing it now because your success lies on the other side of failing. You must fail. I love you. Go do the damn thing. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.